for the rest. Well, take a tour around some of those Texas topics. And kind of a neat milestone as we passed the new year. It turned 40. And there's been many, many iterations and versions over the years, but, well, here were the Thunderbirds.
Don't you trash that Texas highway. Don't you throw it.
You remember this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. Was launched as a campaign New Year's Day 1986. The original one had Stevie Ray Vaughan in the background, and he was just playing his guitar right there. But 40 years of Don't Mess with Texas, which, by the way, essentially started just that whole saying overall, and then subsequently the spinoff on just everybody adopting it from around and using it for other things. But the anti-littering campaign, one of the most enduring campaigns in all of the nation when it comes to what they call a social campaign. In fact, it's been called the most successful social campaign, behavioral changing campaign in history. And you put that alongside with, like, This Is Your Brain on Drugs and famous ones like that.
The egg.
It's really the star power, as everyone over the years has jumped on board.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas.
Really?
McConaughey along the way.
From them old
the latest one for
don't
the 40th.
Throw bottles and papers and
Post Malone is the one doing it right there. So, yeah. George Strait did it one time, but his was short and sweet. And all he said at the end was,
don't mess with Texas means don't litter.
And that's all you need to know.
Simplicity. A
most successful ever. And they say it massively changed the amount of litter on Texas roads and highways. It still does to this day.
I love that.
Very cool.
Familiar face over at Lockheed Martin today as Pete Hegseth is popping by for a visit to Fort Worth.
Yeah!
The Secretary of War is on an Arsenal of Freedom tour.
All right!
The Pentagon says we are unleashing our peace through strength agenda. And all this is intended to fuel a revival of our defense industrial base.
There you go.
He is also heading to SpaceX in Brownsville to speak to employees as well. Was a guy by the name of Elon Musk.
Pete Hegseth in town.
He's got spirit, I'll be honest.
He is one of the most revved up humans.
Yes.
So get ready out there. By the way, big milestone too for Lockheed Martin, I saw. They have soared past their production goals for last year. 191 aircraft of the F-35s. That's a new record for them. 142 was the last one. So Hegseth, they're going to have a lot to be excited about.
The sky's the limit.
He will take you down, too. I don't
holy cow.
Don't litter in front of him.
No way.
Man.
He knows.
Hey, congratulations, Tarleton State. Texans, you are officially Texas's fastest growing university.
Number one.
Well, not number one quite yet, but on the fastest growing front, they're trying. And that includes all metrics, too, when it comes to well, enrollment, the total for public institutions in growth is 6%. They are at 48% out there in Tarleton.
Wow.
So going and growing out there. And certainly if you're in Stephenville proper, you are probably having a different reaction to all of that.
Yeah, one would imagine.
But, hey,
yeah.
but we did get those goats cleaned up from the roundup on Saturday. So, hey, one thing at a time. Okay, one thing at a time. Easy Pete.
So it was also a day of dignitaries and architecture and culture on Saturday in Aledo, where they have a brand new municipal complex.
Complex.
Yes.
Nice.
They had an open house with a ribbon cutting on Saturday.
Ooh.
Where the public library, utility billing, the police department, city council chambers, and city administration will all now be under one roof. Mayor Shane Davis says it's built for purpose. Every line, every space, every material built to endure for generations to come. There were literally tens of people in attendance, and there would have been more.
Yeah.
But they were stuck behind the train. So, and it was only 2 hours.
Oh, no.
So I apologize.
You better clear all trains when Hexit's coming through. He will take those out, too.
He's got an F-35.
It was very sad to see this. I just saw it late last night. friend of the show station, Dr. Bruce Baird, down there in Granbury, and for many, many years there at the Granbury Dental Center, passing away at the age of 69.
Oh, no.
So, yes, his family said, and evidently this happened back on the 7th, and visitation is scheduled from 9:30 to 11 this morning, Stonewater Church there in Granbury. So he will definitely be missed. Funeral service at 11 this morning, Dr. Baird. And then as our civic notes continue here, the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension is hosting tomorrow from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Johnson County Precinct 3 Maintenance Facility, a septic system clinic.
Oh.
This will go down in Alvarado tomorrow. So if you wish to be a part of it, show up. You don't have to bring your own septic system with you. They will have demonstrations on site. Can answer any questions that you may have for basic septic system operation and maintenance.
But of course, clean out situation.
If you want to know informally all you need to know about that, we got you every single Thursday right here.
Oh,
yes, your non-potable, yet portable radio show.
Come on, turn it up. It's time to wake up.
Easy,
Heatherly, Hank FM.